Germany?
Oh, Germany. That was great. I mean, that was... I mean, if you ask my children what they liked the best about Germany, it was the trip over and the trip back, because we went on to France, which then went out of business. That was about, I think, maybe the last year France sailed. So the whole family enjoyed the trip, and I learned a lot. That's why it was a good year. And then I came back and, I guess, worked on... Oh, yeah, another, a visit from Jim Cooley. This is probably a... I'm sure, I don't know if Jim remembers this, but... Jim Cooley came to Rice and gave a talk. And I dropped him off at his hotel and said, you know, you might want to look at the National Academy. There's a paper in there you might find interesting. By... Oh, what's his name? Terrible. Anyway, it was a paper on computational complexity of convolution in FFT algorithms. And Jim wasn't really allowed to tell me much about it because IBM wanted to keep it a secret, I guess, but still wanted to publish it somehow. And I read it, or tried to read it, and I couldn't read it. And so I had a really good student, Dean Kolba, that was interested in it. And so we spent the whole summer reading the paper. And it was based on some of the number theory ideas I'd learned working with Charlie Rader and Irving Reed the year before. And so over the summer, Dean Kolba and I finally managed to understand what it was. And we published a paper. We wrote a paper on it. And Harvey Silverman was working on the same DFT, FFT implementation at IBM. And I was really flattered to get a call. I don't know if these are private things. You should ask Jim Cooley if he would mind. But Jim called me and said, would you mind holding up your publication a little bit to let Harvey's paper come out first? Because IBM, the person, this is really terrible. I can't remember the author of this paper, this unreadable paper. I'll be very embarrassed, but I can't remember his name.
Well, you'll have a chance.
He's a mathematician. I'll edit that. I'll correct it. But we understood it, and we thought we could explain it and write a journal paper. And Jim said, well, you know, Harvey's done a lot of work at IBM, and it really was an IBM idea originally, and I told you about it anyway. And I thought, gee, you really think my paper's that good? I'll be glad. So we published ours, I think, just a month or so after Harvey's came out. And it got an award. It got an IEEE paper award.
Uh-huh.
So that was a good paper, I think. In fact, a couple of people, I got a few phone calls about that, people thanking us for writing it so they could understand it. So that was a fun project. I don't know what I did next, actually. That was probably in 70. I didn't do this without notes. It was only a few years or a year or two after I came back from Germany, I guess, maybe 78 or 9 or something.
I know in the 80s come these two books.
Sid and I started writing some books in the 80s. Maybe that's the next thing that happened. We got started talking to TI. I know what happened. When I got interested in consulting. I hadn't done any. I was so frightened by Boyd Pearson that I wasn't going to get tenure. That I figured I'd better publish papers and everything. And I didn't have time to do any consulting. But John Ingram, who had been a Rice professor, was working at Schlumberger in Houston. And one day he invited me to come over to Schlumberger and look around and see if there were any problems I thought were interesting and I might want to work on as a consultant. And I got interested in acoustic well logging or sonic well logging, signal processing associated with that, and started working with them as much as a day a week. Maybe I'd go over there. It wasn't far from Rice. And so I got into sonic signal processing and well logging and started doing some things there. Early 80s, I think. That was fun because it was real world signal processing. Got a patent or two for some algorithms that they still use, I think.